The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays. Thanks to them, Canada is going to the World Series. Our friends to the south seem to be consumed with renaming people, places, and things these days. So maybe it's time to rebrand the North American League. I admit I'm not much of a sports fan or a fan of sports traditions. So let me ask you this. What's with all the spitting in baseball, hockey, and football? Decades ago, players still chewed tobacco, which made expectoration essential if you didn't want to poison yourself. But today's players are chewing what? Hubba Bubba? And it's not just players, but coaches and managers sipping and spitting sports drinks, sunflower seeds, or simply saliva. David Ortiz, who hit a lot of homers for the Red Sox, would spit into his batting gloves before every pitch. It was a good luck thing, I guess. I'm sure it made for clammy batting gloves, though. There is some science to the practice of spitting. Research has shown that rinsing and spitting improves high-intensity endurance exercise. Competitive cyclists rinsing with a drink containing maltodextrin sugar performed significantly better than those who swished with just water. Dr. Juliet McGrattan, a primary care physician, explains that exercise builds up a protein called MUC5B, which produces stickier saliva and increasing the urge to spit. 10 years ago, one player summed it up in an interview saying, "When you play the game, you have to have something to entertain you. Otherwise, you just plain go crazy." That has to be the single most damning critique of baseball as a spectator sport ever. I mean, you've got to be bored out of your mind before spitting seems like the most entertaining thing you can do during a game. I'm Cal Coote. Give us the next hour and we promise to entertain you. Each month, we like to visit our current top 30 chart and break out the 10 tracks at the top. Subscribe to our weekly e-blast and you'll get it right to your inbox. Starting at number 10, from Finland, the happiest country on earth, it's Tuulatar and a new single called Haivanyon Loitsu, The Good Night Spell, as we count them down on World Beat Canada Radio.
Toivon säde taivahalla kiitä yli kivisen maan, taivahalla toivon säde yli kivisen maan. Hoi! Toivon säde taivahalla kiitä yli kivisen maan, taivahalla toivon säde yli kivisen maan. Hoi! Kärkin kun sen kärkin istu päälle päälle päätöstenkin, kärkin kun sen kärkin istu päälle päätöstenkin. Hoi! Kärkin kun sen kärkin istu päälle päälle päätöstenkin, kärkin kun sen kärkin istu päälle päätöstenkin. Hoi! Kurkottavi kutarelle taivaan öisen haltijalle, kutarelle kurkottavi öisen haltijalle. Kurkottavi kutarelle taivaan öisen haltijalle, öisen haltijalle, öisen haltijalle.
Yeah.
The transcendent Rama Dasa, the Youth Heart Chakra Dancehall Mix. That is from an album called Devotion by Monica Carr. And it's at number 9. Tulatar brought us our number 10 track, Haivanyon Loitsu, The Goodnight Spell. And that brings us to number 8. And Sheikh Ibra Fam, his new album, Anduna, has 3 singles out. The latest is New Mabolo, brand new from World Beat Canada Radio. From Senegal, and the album Aduna on the Kumbancha label, Sheikh Ibrahim at number 8. Japanese tradition meets electronic innovation by Shima. Her new album is called Welcome to Shima Jima, and we have a new slice called Aya straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio, counting them down and keeping time with the beat of the world. My name's Cal Coat.
Thank you.
with cellophane. Didn't you used to love unwrapping a CD or an LP? That is another debut exclusively from World Beat Canada Radio. At number 6, Anti-Ballas Afrobeat Orchestra from Brooklyn have released a new album called Hourglass, and that is the second single called Solace. At number 6, the first single was La Ciba, which put it on our top 30 chart. You can go to worldbeatinternational.com and subscribe to our e-blast. You'll get it right to your inbox. The top half of our top 10 starts at number 5 with Afro Dream, an Italian band who has released an album called Gis Gis. And this is La Musique de Mélange, another debut from that album.
Music is a spiritual thing. You don't play with music. If you play with music, you will die young. See, because when the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship, it must be well used for the good of humanity. If you use it for your own self by deceiving people or doing this, you will die young. music, you will die young. See, because when the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship must be well used for the good of humanity. If you use it for your own self by deceiving people or doing this, you will die young.
World Beat Canada Radio is a musical melange. A great new track from Afro Dream. Indonesian innovation comes to the fore at number 4 with Nusantara Beat from Amsterdam and Tamat. That's straight ahead as we continue with the best of the best. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coote.
Thank you.
Ecuadorian guitarist extraordinaire El Hudi and her new album Así Es El Mundo, That's the Way the World Is, unfortunately. The activist will make a real impact on fans of Carlos Santana. That track is a little bit different. That's why I like it so much. It's called Lose at number 3. After the sad loss of Amadou from Amadou and Miriam, Miriam will be performing with her own band at the Chan Center on November 7th. The number 2 album is L'Amour et la Folie, Love Madly. This is Miriam with Amadou and guest vocalist Fally Ipupa with Sonfo.
Pour l'amour, oh. Mon cœur ne peut pas trahir ton amour, jamais. On est dévoilé, jamais, non. Si c'était madame, elle va née. Non, 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 non.
Quand on aime quelqu'un, il faut pas écouter les indices. Ah, mon amour, il faut pas écouter les indices.
Thank you.
great thing about contemporary world music is you never know where it's coming from. That is a Swedish innovator called Arc de Soleil, and his new album is Lumen Rain. Chimera was at number one as we wrap up the top 10 for this past month. Get our next chart by subscribing to our e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com. There's a simple sign-up form there. And some new stuff to round out the hour, starting with Mandinga Beat, a new recording from northeastern Brazil, and Me Me Diaz, featuring Cabo Verdean Helio Ramalho. Stay put and stay tuned. This is World Beat Canada Radio on Calcote.
提笔倒悬，柳摇风雪，吹灭满堂红雪，凝珠透碎玉切切，惊露世界一香愁烟，碧血未藏于碎弦，葡萄无缘，梦似情人眉眼，发现温度随江弦，谁自酒碧月相候烟，我观世间胭脂宝剑。
Here in Vancouver, we have a huge Chinese-Canadian diaspora. That is Lorian. She's from right here. And she has a new album out called Ambiguous Objects. She released that just last week. There's an ambitious take on contemporary Chinese pop music. That was Feast. Here is Casa Palma. They're a Cantabrian duo with an update of Iberian folk music called Corazon Alionado.
Corazón aleonado, dime quién te aleonó. Dime quién te aleonó con esos ojos tan hechiceros, con esos labios. labios tan de coral, con esa cara tan de los cielos que a mí me quieres enamorar.
Canada's sensational all-female surf-tastic band, the Surfer Jets, are on tour. They'll be just south of us in Seattle on the 7th and 8th of November. They have a new album out called Easy as Pie, and they're going to wrap up this program with Clam Chowda. Thanks for listening. Thanks for our subscribing stations. Thanks to Community Radio. Thanks to Campus Radio. Thanks to all the Gen Zs who are getting excited about those mediums. I hope you're checking out Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser as well. And our last word, we'll give this to Bruce Feller, who said, take a walk with a turtle, and behold, the world in pause.